have the wrong impression of me. I know I look stable and secure, but I am not. I haven't been for some time. I think it stems back to when I was very young. And my mother did this and this and this. Actually, it was before that. I think it was a past life. I'm pretty sure that it was a past life. But do not misunderstand. I need your help. If your friend is really a wise friend, your friend stopped listening at almost the first word of your self-defacing. Because any friend who is of value to you looks only for your positive aspects and sees only where you're going. And we've noticed that a friend like that can go a long way in helping you, because it's easier for your friend to anticipate well-being for you than it is for you, unless you remind your friend of something that your friend has lived, and then the two of you can commiserate together. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about vibrational countenance. We're talking about your point of attraction. We're talking about you being in vibrational harmony with what you desire and choosing from among all of the things that you might focus upon, those things that feel good when you focus upon them. So the art of allowing is deliberately choosing things to focus upon that feel good while I choose them, and practicing my attention to them until my habit of choosing things that feel good becomes my dominant habit. The art of allowing is let's back up just a little bit. Allowing what? What is it that you're allowing? You're allowing your connection with Source. You're allowing the answers to your dreams. You're allowing the solutions to your problems. You're allowing the well-being that is natural to you. You're allowing the wellness, the prosperity, the abundance, the clarity, the stability. You're allowing all of the things that you've been asking for over millions of transmissions since you first came forth into this body, and even before that. You're allowing the fulfillment of the well-being that is your legacy, that is your inheritance, that is the way it is supposed to be. Well-being abounds. It is all that abounds. Now, you may say, well, there's a little pocket over here where well-being does not seem to be abounding. And we say, well, we didn't say that you couldn't pinch it off. We didn't say that you could deprive yourself of well-being. But we will never agree with anyone who says that evil or bad stuff is asserting. There is not a source of sickness. There is not a source of evil. There is not a source of bad. There is just an individual disallowing of that which is well-being. You don't walk into a room and look for a dark switch. You will never find one. That switch that floods that inky, misty darkness into the room from that giant black hole in the sky, that closet where they keep the darkness, a big inky, misty stuff, and it's piped in. So if the room is too bright, you just turn that valve and darkness descends. It isn't that way, and yet you tell it like that. Often humans speak as if there is a source of darkness that if you don't watch out, if you're not vigilant in keeping guard, it will get into your experience. And we say, not so. Your birthright is that of well-being. And it comes at you from every direction. It seeps through the very pores of your being. It permeates the atmosphere of your environment. It is everywhere that we have ever been, and we've been everywhere. Well-being abounds. So, when we talk about the art of allowing, what we're really talking about is using your focus, using your ability to give your attention to something, and being so interested in practicing the art of allowing that you use the guidance that you were born with to make sure you're doing it. And the guidance that you were born with, that is the emotional center that is within you. The better you feel, the more you are allowing the well-being. The worse you feel, the more you are pinching it off. When you desire something, and you really desire it, you saw